Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever had one of those times when all of a sudden something that you've read 1,000 times just jumps out at you? And then you see something that's been there all along and it hadn't grabbed you the same way before. That's part of the reason you can study the Bible for a lifetime and never exhaust the depth of truth that is there. For example, the King James text of Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Okay, I memorized that 100 years ago, or it seems that long ago. I often quote it to myself, especially when life gets as jumbled as the agitator in a washing machine, and you're bothered by so many things that you lose your focus, and then you feel like settling the score the old way. Then you say, whoa, peace comes through focusing on God. Then I notice the NIV translates the verse, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." Okay, I ask myself, what does that word really mean? Here's what I discovered. The Hebrew word is samach. It means to lean upon something, to take hold of something. Synonyms are lean, put, rest yourself upon, or sustain yourself. Ah, a bit of light, like the rays of the sunshine shining through an open door, began to shine into my soul. I got a new picture. What Isaiah was telling us is that perfect peace is the reward of steadfast, unwavering trust in God. It means you lean completely upon Him. You have the confidence that no matter how chaotic the circumstances of your life, God will really take you through the storm. That means you stand fast with the confidence that God is enough, that He is powerful enough, that He cares enough, and that He will take you through it. Actually, the same thought is found throughout the entire Bible. I often autograph books, and I add the words Paul wrote to the Philippians from a prison cell in Rome, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Same idea. Starting to get the picture? Steadfast describes the individual who doesn't focus on the darkness of the difficulty, the gloom of the circumstances, nor the discouragement of your feelings, which say, God doesn't really care about you. You're just not good enough to get His attention. You are strictly on your own. Steadfast describes you when you take the attitude of Isaiah, who later wrote, "But my work all seems so useless. I have spent my strength for nothing and to no purpose at all. Yet I leave it all in the Lord's hand. I will trust God for my reward." There is a peace which the world doesn't understand, the result of steadfastly trusting in God. Steadfast is the attitude when you say, "No matter what my feelings tell me, I will put myself in the Lord's hand and trust Him." And that is when His peace will fill your heart. Now, friend, if you've been wavering back and forth between the upward look and the asphalt at your feet, back away from the chaos. Find a quiet place and refocus. Remind yourself God has not abandoned you. He knows your name and telephone number, and in His time He will deliver you and show you His strength. Then get up and start moving. That's what being steadfast is about.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.